His check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. In Sharon, the Board of Selectmen looking to purchase digital signs to place along roads to deter motorists from speeding. The town currently shares one with Salisbury. There's an issue of a sign not staying charged for long periods of time. First Selectman Brent Colley said he has one estimate for $2,655 for an 11-inch screen, noting that some people don't see as well as we used to. Selectman Jessica Fowler asked Colley if he could research the cost of a larger sign. He agreed and said that he'd also inquire if a data logging device could be installed later and what that would cost. The second span of $3.9 billion Tappan Zee Bridge replacement will open on Saturday overnight, according to Governor Cuomo. Four lanes of the Westchester County-bound traffic will be moved onto the second span in an operation starting Friday night, running into Saturday morning. As well as the case in the last two traffic shifts, a ceremony is expected to be held on Friday. Cuomo also announced that the Hudson Link, the enhanced commuter bus service over the bridge and along Interstate 287 corridor in Rockland and Westchester counties, will begin October 29th. The service will transport riders to train stations in Tarrytown and White Plains on new buses with Wi-Fi, USB charging stations, and bike racks. Once the second span is open, Westchester-bound drivers will have four general traffic lanes, emergency shoulders. In addition, a dedicated bus lane will open this fall for Westchester-bound traffic. Once the project is completed, the bridge will have a dedicated bus lane in each direction, plus a bicycle path and a walking path. On Saturday the 8th from 8:30 to 11, the South Berkshire Household Hazardous Waste Collaborative will hold their paint and oil collection in Great Barrington. It's for 15 participating towns in Alfred, Beckett, Egremont, Great Barrington, Lee, Lennox, Monterey, Mount Washington, New Marlborough, Otis, Richmond, Sheffield, Stockbridge, Turingham, and West Stockbridge. Acceptable materials are oil-based paint, stains, paint thinners, spray paint, and turpentine, as well as waste motor oil. No other type of oil or fuel will be accepted. Latex paint will not be accepted. The Center for Ecotechnology will coordinate the collection. Registration, the deadline is September 6th to register or find out more. CETonline.org/events or 800-369-3333, extension 142. Marvelwood School will offer a tour of its newly completed campus renovation project, including the Science and Innovation Lab, student commons, and dormitories on September 7th from 4 till 6 on Skiff Mountain Road. For more information, 860-927-0047, extension 1003. Bushnell Sage Library at 48 Main Street in Sheffield invites you to an art reception for Sue Corcoran on Friday from 5 till 7 p.m. Meet the artist and learn about her amazing career. The Bob Cowstown Cleanup Day will take place on Saturday, September 8th in Pine Plains from 7 a.m. till 3 p.m. at the Pine Plains Highway Department. It's for Pine Plains residents only who will be asked to show proof of residency. The following items may be brought for disposal: tires to pick up truck size, $3 each, appliances with Freon, $15 per appliance, metal for recycling, battery types to be determined. Also not accepted will be chemicals, paints, hazardous materials of any kind, medical waste, electronics, fluorescent bulbs, and ballast will not be accepted. If you're in doubt, don't throw it out. There are people on hand which will monitor the disposals. The Upper Housatonic Valley Regional Heritage Area offering its 17th annual Heritage Walks weekend begins this weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the 8th and 9th, then the 15th and 16th, the 22nd and 23rd, and 29th and 30th. More information at housatonicheritage.org/events, Heritage Walks, or email programs@housatonicheritage.org. The Canaan VFW is presenting a surf and turf bake on Saturday, September 8th from 12 till 4. Lobster, baked potato, clam chowder, steak, corn on the cob. The rain date is Sunday, September 9th at the Post on South Canaan Road in Canaan, Connecticut. 860-824-8158 for more information. $35 for the dinner. Tickets only available at the Post. Tickets on sale to the public. No tickets will be available at the door, and limited tickets are available. The Kent Art Association Fall Jury Show opens up on Saturday, September 8th, with a gala reception and presentation of awards from 2 to 4, running through Columbus Day, Monday, October 8th, attracting artists from a wide area, including Connecticut, New York, and Southwest Massachusetts. More information, kentart.org. www.ncbc.org. New York Philharmonic organist Kent Triddle will be in recital at the Smithfield Presbyterian Church in Amenia on Saturday at 3:30. A donation of $20 or any amount is welcome at the door. Proceeds from the recital will benefit the Oratorio Society of New York. More information at 718-473-4623 or email sweb00@optimumonline.net. The Sharon Art Walk 2, the second annual collaborative art event featuring galleries and artist studios in the Sharon Green, will take place on Saturday from 4 till 7 p.m. Participating organizations are the Hotchkiss Library of Sharon, with work by Susan Rand, Ice House Project Space, work by Dan Devine, Sharon Historical Society and Museum, work by Allison Palmer, Sharon Town Hall Gallery, photos by Glenn Steelbrandt, and Standard Space, showing Jeff Joyce, the 19th century and after, Teresa Kenny, K.K. Kozik, Colleen McGuire, and Ken Mamola also exhibit their work. Refreshments will be available. Free mental health first aid training, understanding mental illness, support, timely interventions, save a life, will be happening on Sunday, September 9th from 8:30 till 5 at the Sand Road Animal Hospital in Falls Village, Connecticut. Mental health first aid is an 8-hour training to teach participants how to identify, understand, and respond to signs of mental illness and substance disorder. Spaces are limited. Online registration is required. 471-6715. On Sunday, there's a breakfast. The JHK Host Company Auxiliary, Dover Station Number 1, Route 22 in Dover Plains, from 8 until 11 a.m., $8 for adults, $6 for children, 4 and under free. You can check out their monthly specials. By the way, takeouts will be available. On Sunday from 1 till 2 p.m., the Stockbridge Grange at 51 Church Street will serve a public roast pork dinner family style in the hall. $12 for adults. Youngsters under 12 get in for half price. Kids under 5 dine for free when accompanied by adults. Takeouts will be available. 298-3185. Due to the Rosh Hashanah holiday and there being no school September 10th, in September 10th, the Region 1 Board of Education meeting has been canceled. There will be a special meeting on Monday, September 17th at 6:30. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgans at the Interlake and interlakenin.com and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 20.88 to 25,995.87. That's where it starts today. The Nasdaq starts off at 7922.73 and the S&P 500 at 2878.05. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.